Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
New music.
Not really, Bob.
It is, Bob, yes.
Perhaps you haven't heard it, though, since...
Since my cardboard cutout is here more than me. Maybe the cardboard cutout. Or,
do you like your cardboard cutout?
Yeah, the cardboard cutout is...
I guess.
Tremendous.
No, I haven't heard it.
Bob,
I like it, though. A little country, yeah.
Yeah, I like it, too. Who is it, Limits?
This is Red Barn by Gary Pratt, Bob.
If you have your red paint, you paint your barn red.
Paint the barn red.
Red Barn.
Remember the Red Barn, Bob, all those years ago? It was like a fast food place, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was many years ago, Joe. Now, we're going way back on that one.
Yeah, that was painted red. How are you? You okay?
I'm doing well. How are you? Just disappointed I haven't been able to golf much. Too much work, not enough play. And the days are continuing to grant us opportunities, and I'm not taking advantage of any of them. But I know you are.
Trying.
Yeah.
Trying. Going out to the range a little bit, but not much. I had something to mention to you, but now suddenly I'm depressed. Look at Limit's haircut on day two.
Yeah,
it's very rare.
We talked about that on Monday. I thought it was...
Day three, actually. It looks better now.
People are asking for his photograph now.
So right.
Therefore, that has something to do with it, I think.
Did that happen at the Pirate game?
So I went to the Pirate game yesterday, and as I was walking to the entrance, somebody said, City Limits, and I waved, and I said, hey, what's going on? And then when I was sitting at the game, I was just minding my own business, and somebody came up and said, hey, Limits, I love the show. Do you mind if I get a picture to send to my buddies? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, man, I feel like Bob Pompiani right now.
Before you know it, Bob, he'll have his face on the side of a cup with Ron Cook, just like you did.
There we go. Where are you from exactly? Where'd you grow up around here?
In Baldwin.
Baldwin. So
Baldwin Borough.
Do they have a Brighton hot dog shop in Baldwin?
No, but they're ripping up my road right now.
And they're going to rename it Limits Road.
Oh, my word. My car, which sits low to the ground because I have a little Kia, I'm scraping my car up against the grass. I can't even go into my driveway properly because there's this gap of like a foot between where they dug up the road and they're going to repave it. And I asked the nice lady that was working, I was like, please, when is this going to be done? I don't want to hurt my car. And she said, I think by today. And I was like, thank you.
I'll tell you when, you cannot go from point A to point B anymore. Everything's under construction. It really is. It's just everywhere you go, there's much more of it.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't get mad when I'm driving, Bob.
Do you?
Yeah,
never.
Yes,
I never get mad.
I have a severe case of chronic road rage.
Well, you can't do that, Joe. You're the one who's telling me about leaving stress out of your life.
I know.
To get through my stuff I get through. And
guess what, Bob? Guess what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday. So Thursday we have Tyler Kennedy normally, right?
Yes.
And Chris Hoke.
It's going to be a day of champions, I'll tell you. You're a champion in virtually everything you do. You're in the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. This guy to my left here, he's a champion. He got to the championship with Baldwin Wiffleball, as I recall.
And won it.
And won it. So he is a champion. We're going to have Chris Hoch, Super Bowl champion. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. But here's the news. Here's the show news. Tyler is bringing with him, and I don't know in person or by phone yet.
Well, hopefully it's in person.
One Max Talbot. Bob.
Shh.
Superstar Max Talbot. This is going to be gigantic limits.
But the times are going to be reversed. We're going to have Chris at 10.
Yeah.
And then Tyler and Max at 11.
Yes, we are. Fun. I'm excited for that, but I'm more excited right now to live in the present and get into this show, Bob. And in honor of our old friend Ron Cook, who didn't talk to you for months at a time, let's crack open a six-pack, shall we?
I don't think you were omitted from that, were you?
Hell no. Nobody was omitted from that. There are some people he never talked to in the first place, like Limits. And then there were people like me or you that he knew for years and suddenly, seemingly without reason or cause, would shut down in our presence for weeks at a time. And I witnessed it with you and him. It was incredible. And incredibly uncomfortable,
well,
I might add.
I mean, the thing was, it never manifested itself on the air, nor should it ever, and it didn't. It was just one of those things.
Yes,
I don't
it
know.
Did, Bob. You How guys had it? A blowout on the air once where he yelled at you on the air for not having him on the nightly sports call anymore.
And then you called him stupid.
And you called
that
him
was
stupid.
A different, and yeah. I didn't. I called his.
But the first part was absolutely a blow-up related to that.
Again, as I tried to say, I don't control a lot of what goes on. No,
you don't have to explain to me. But Ron was, he was beside himself. Everybody got shut down. I think he shut down Bouchette at times. Did he ever shut down Dulac?
I don't know. I have to find that out. I don't think so. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I think he might have. Definitely not Fittipaldi. Fittipaldi was his favorite. How could anybody shut down Ray?
They were partners in the car going to places, weren't they?
Yeah.
They always drive together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ray looked at Ron as a mentor, and Ron looked at Ray as a protege of sorts, Bob. It was a beautiful story.
There should
be a 30-30 called Ron and Ray.
Ron and Ray together.
I'm still convinced, Joe, that Ron did not know my name until the last day he worked here. Until the last day.
That is absolutely true. Limits, crack. Who do you think wins here, Bob? Has Ron cracked a beer, or are we first at 10 a.m.? He's down in Fort Myers.
I think today will be first, but normally by 11 that changes.
All right. Let's crack it, Limits, please. All right, Bob, we get started this morning with our Wednesday morning six-pack with the Steelers defense. And I got a text yesterday from a former Steeler suggesting some changes on defense. I want to know if you agree with any of or all of these. Mm-hmm. Because the way I see it, we're only two games into a season, but it's a continuing pattern. And also, I think, any of us look at Keanu Benton and say, I don't think that's a problem that's going away. He's suddenly not going to become a prototypical nose tackle. Peyton Wilson isn't suddenly going to become, an Alandon Roberts type in the middle and start standing up blocks and crushing ball carriers. There are some issues here that are very obvious that I don't think you need to wait another week to correct. And neither does this ex-Steeler who texted me. His three suggestions, Bob. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jack Sawyer starts the game. Herbig rotates in, certainly in obvious pass situations. The reasoning being that Sawyer may hold the edge better against the run. Cole Holcomb takes over for Peyton Wilson, who also may rotate in passing situations. He is, after all, one of the greatest cover linebackers in the history of the world. Right, Bob? I think Mel Brooks made a movie about that. And then there's Keanu Benton himself, where this person suggests that Y.A. Black, by simply standing there and occupying a block or two, might be a better option there. Do you agree with any or all of those
moves? I'll start with number three. I think that's what I would do. That's first and foremost to me. Keanu Benton has more snaps than anyone on the defensive line so far. He's been playing a lot, but he's not been effective. So I would look to move him around, and I also think Y.A. Black has the kind of body necessary. It's not yet Casey Hampton big, but it's getting there. And he can do and occupy people, and that's what you have to do. You have to get two guys trying to stop him if that's possible. And that opens things up. So I would do that, absolutely.
And it's
I know
also,
he's a rookie, but so be it.
I agree with you. And it's also fair to mention that, what, 3/4 of the snaps on defense are sub-package football? So I don't see...
Maybe more. I mean, it seems like it's a lot of sub-package.
Yeah, so there's not a ton of work for a nose tackle. But man, Keanu Benton's just been steamrolled this year. And this person also thinks that he would do better, you know, moving a step or two to his left or right, you know, or 5 steps to his left or right and playing that kind of position and being more of a playmaker. How about with the linebackers?
So, okay, I'll start with, I'm not going to start Jack Sawyer yet because I still think Herbig has shown when he's in there, he can give you a little bit of a spark. You know, he's not one of those guys who should be in there the entire game just because the more you see of him sometimes, I think this is true of a lot of players, maybe the less impactful they get. He strikes me as one of those guys. He's a good guy to have in rotation, but he's not necessarily somebody to start and play a whole game. So I do think Jack Sawyer has the build and the kind of nose for the football that it takes for stopping the run. And that, make no mistake, is their number one concern right now. They got to find people who are good to do it, which brings us to Cole Holcomb. They signed him as a 3-year starter, a 3-down player. That's what they thought, and then he got injured, and to his credit, he's fought all the way back and just a horrible injury.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's fully recovered from that. I see him at times being a little bit slower than he was, which is natural.
He hits people,
but he hits people, and I think, you know, you can't afford to be pancaked all over the place if you're an inside linebacker trying to make tackles if your defensive line can't do it first. So I think that's all three of those would make sense to me, yes.
Yeah, Peyton Wilson's locker is now known as the original House of Pancakes, mm-hmm. Bob. How many times did he get pancaked the other day?
A lot, according to Chris. I mean, we're watching, he was watching specifically.
We were all watching it, but it's not just that. It's not just
the fullback once took out both inside linebackers on that 19-yard run, which Kenneth Walker wasn't even touched. Third and goal.
It's not necessarily the dramatic pancake blocks. It's the drudgery of down-to-down, run-stopping football, right. Shedding blocks, making plays, and he ain't it there. So you said you would put Holcomb in?
Yeah, I would.
Me too.
But I've said this in the preseason. I thought he should get more playing time than he likely would get.
Yeah,
I knew they were high on Peyton Wilson, and they haven't, you know, lost their passion for him. It's just that he's having a hard time right now in the middle of the field. He's very good at going sideline to sideline.
I'm not understanding why that would change with his body type.
Well, I just think that he's more of an nose to the football guy. You're talking about Holcomb here?
No, I'm talking about Peyton Wilson. Oh, he's having a tough time right now. How is that going to change with his body type?
I don't know. I think a lot of it's technique also. I think a lot of it is trying to be in the right spot. And when you're going to take on blockers like that fullback who pancaked him and Queen at the same time, you got to know how to win that battle. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't think he's a very elite athlete. He's a very big, well-put-together guy, so he should have that. Plus, he's fast. His quickness should allow him to beat some of those blockers just by quickness alone.
Or have the people in front of him tie up more blockers, which gets us back to YA
right.
Black. I agree with all three changes. I differ from you on Sawyer. I think Sawyer should start the game. I think that Herbig should rotate in. I don't love Herbig against the run. Go back and look at that tragic 19-yard touchdown on 3rd and goal. Do you realize?
It's never happened.
It's never happened. Nobody's ever run the ball in on 3rd and goal
and
from the 19.
They were putting up the white flag there. We're going to take a field goal.
Yes.
We got it. So we'll run the ball on a sweep, and nobody touched him.
Terrible angle by Herbig. We had, who was our guest yesterday from Penn Live?
Nick Faribault.
He's very good. He said that people probably overdo it when they criticize Herbig against the run, but nobody would say he's really good against the run yet. I think that Sawyer is your better option and you rotate in. Anyway, we'll see if Mike Tomlin makes any changes on the defense. I'd mentioned Terrell Austin, except he's just a figurehead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Next, Caleb Johnson. Tomlin talked about him yesterday, of course, was asked extensively about him. Big surprise, he'll be taken off the kick return team, Bob. I think Bill Buckner got taken off first base after 1986, too. So he won't be out there. Who will? Tomlin, when he was asked who's going to be out there, said, I haven't even begun to address it. Bob, there's a game Sunday. Any ideas?
I think he knows what he's going to do, and I think it'll probably be Ken Gainwell, who's listed right now.
He's already out there. He's already out there with Johnson.
He's going to be the primary guy back there. I think Scotty Miller, if I'm going to use somebody, I want somebody fast who can break it, because that's what they're missing. Caleb Johnson is there because he's a running back and should be able to detect holes. You know, when you have stationary guys, okay, now we're set, let's go, where am I going?
Yeah.
He's not fast enough maybe to get to those. You know, given
Gainwell's already out there. They kick it to Johnson because they know he's a slow-plodding running back who's
Gainwell
a rookie who fumbled in week one.
He is, and that surprised me that he was still back there. So 2 weeks in a row, that became an issue. He won't be back there. I would go Scotty Miller. I think he's good at it. I think he's, you know, he's a veteran. He's been around.
I don't
other
think
than
he's
that,
good at
other
it.
Than
he's
that,
never done it.
That's why, but I think he can do it. Other than that, and I think coaches are reluctant to put players who have regular starting position jobs out there.
Yes.
But I think he may have to go away from that. And that would be a Jaylen Warren even, Calvin Austin. If you want a running back who can find holes and explode, Jaylen Warren's the guy. Now, do you want to put him in that position? How many other options do they have? They don't have many.
Calvin Austin's
a position,
one.
That's a position, by the way, that they have to kind of reevaluate now. Given the fact that this dynamic kickoff is not going away, and they have to have people who are good at finding holes, you know, during that blocking scheme that's in front of them.
Yeah.
You need to find someone who can do it and also take it deeper. And they used to do that, specifically find guys like Stephon Logan. I think they're going to have to get back to that. Guys who are really good at that stuff. It's one of the reasons why they had Cordero Patterson. They thought he could, but he was too old. So they're going to have to find people like that who are specifically good at that.
Yeah, because through the first 2 weeks, I saw it reported that more kickoffs have been returned than any time since 2010.
That was their goal.
Since 2010.
They don't kick it in the end zone anymore, which is good. It used to be just an automatic kick through the end zone, take the ball out to the 25.
Right.
Now you get to the 35 if you do that. And you know, coaches do not want to give you 10 more yards. If they do, the frequency of field goals at least goes up.
What did you see as being some of the candidates to kind of fill that spot on?
I haven't even begun to address it yet.
I wonder if he's addressed the kickoff return game in about 15 years, Bob. They were pretty good. I think three of his first 6 years, they finished in the top 10. Do you know when the last year they finished higher than 12th in kick return average? Higher than 12th in the NFL.
I haven't looked at that, but I'll guess 2014.
2012.
Okay.
Their last kickoff return for longer than 38 yards was what year, Bob? Wrong.
Wrong. I mean, I,
you're 2022.
I don't
2022.
Remember.
And you tell me, give me another beer limits, please. You tell me which of these was the most ridiculous return man. And by the way, yeah, the Steelers thought that they were beating everybody to the punch last year. So they go out and they sign Cordero Patterson 2 seconds after that new dynamic kickoff rule is passed. And by the end of the year, he's shoveling snow. That was his main job by the end of the year, if you'll recall. They might have well have signed. Listen to some of these guys. Listen to some of the guys who have returned kicks under Tomlin. It went well early in his career, and he's never taken it seriously since then. He seems to err on the side of, I just don't want anybody to fumble. So you tell me, in your opinion, which of these was the most ridiculous kick return man of the Tomlin era? Are you ready, Bob?
I think I have my answer already, but go ahead.
Fitzgerald Toussaint, Mwelde Moore, Benny Snell Jr., Kareth White Jr., Anthony McFarland Jr. A lot of juniors out here, Bob. So, Terrell Watson, who I didn't realize was a person since yesterday, Kobe Hamilton, Sammy Coates, Gunnar Olszewski, or Najee Davenport.
The dump truck was going to be my pick.
Yeah, you're going with the dump truck.
He's just, the nature of the nickname tells me that he ain't going to be able to do anything but get the ball, you know, 10 yards and be down.
And don't fumble. That's it. I mean, it's time to compete on kick returns, for God's sakes.
The NFL's made it an issue. Now it is an issue. And special teams, being a third of the game, they always like to talk about it. So take that part of it very seriously with the dynamic player.
Ryan Switzer, well, they finished last in the league with him in 2017, so guess what they did? They brought him back to do it again in 2018 and finished second last in the league, him and Kareth White Jr. It's ridiculous, Bob, and why it's important is because of what you mentioned. There's every kick is returned virtually now, every kick. Tomlin spoke about yesterday how special teams, particularly early in the season, he said, can swing a game one way or the other. It certainly has in the Steelers' first two games. And, you know, teams can win games right now on the kick return. And the Steelers have done a crappy job covering them and running them so far through two games, and it's been costly. Limits? All right, Bob, we switch to hockey for a moment.
We're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I think tomorrow's the first day, so here we are.
Here we are. And there was Sid the other day handing out season tickets and sort of, kind of, trying to refute, I guess, what Pat Brisson said, but not really refuting what Pat Brisson said, which was basically Brisson was asked by Pierre LeBrun whether he could foresee the day Crosby would want to be traded. And he said, there's a chance, yeah. And that opened up a new door. Sid said he was surprised by Brisson's comments, Bob. Maybe, I'll buy that maybe they didn't go over precisely what Brisson would say. And maybe Sid thought Brisson went overboard. But clearly, there is a change in philosophy on Sid's side, and he never came out the other day. I don't know if he was asked, but I would have asked him.
Oh, I would have too.
So are you saying you're a Penguin for life no matter what?
Yeah.
Yes or no? He did say, my stance hasn't changed on how he loves Pittsburgh, but my circumstances have. So I don't really think if he meant to douse the fire there, I'm not sure that was done. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree that he's doing, I don't think it's that far different than what Pat Brisson said. It was a softening of that comment. You know, circumstances have changed. Of course we know that. The circumstances are you want to play playoff hockey, and you should. Every year Sidney Crosby should be there. Every year we in Pittsburgh should want to see him in high-stakes games because that's the best part of it all. So those are the circumstances that have changed. So does he want to still be here? Yes, I know for a fact he loves it here, and I know he's very rooted here. But I also know that his thirst for being in these kind of competitive games drives him. That's why he was great in Four Nations. That's why he'll be great at the Olympics next year. He wants those games. Maybe the issue is, all right, we understand there's a rebuild going on here. Our approach will be, hey, circumstances change.
Do they understand there's a rebuild going on here? I don't think so. I think this whole thing is about Ricard, Raquel, and Brian Rust, that they want to win this year.
That's the message being sent. That, okay, I understand the circumstances, but, you know, they change. They change, meaning you're trying to bring in a whole bunch of new people. You better not trade those guys, or you better understand that I need those guys if we're going to have any chance here. My competitive juices want to still believe we can get to the playoffs.
Right.
The only way that's possible is if we keep them, some of these guys who've been productive for us. If you trade them for future assets, you're not helping me, you're helping your organization, which is what Kyle Dubas is doing. He has to do both. We've been talking about this all along. He's doing both. It's hard to do both. And now you got a guy who's the best at what he does, and he should have opinions about how this is going. And I don't think he's one of those guys that come out and stir the, you know.
His agent did that.
Okay, but he didn't. He softened it. He didn't necessarily disagree with it.
No, he
didn't.
That's
what I said.
That's why the pot's still stirring.
The circumstances are, you know, different. Okay, we know what that means. Translate. We know what that means. That's what he's saying. And I get it. He should.
Yes, he should. And if they wanted to refute this and end this story, then Pat Brisson, as our friend Benzie writes in the Trib today, should go right back to Pierre LeBrun and say, I went too far there. That's not what I meant. Sid is going to be a Penguin for life. And Sid has said that before, and he could have said it the other day, and he did not say that.
I think he's respectfully trying to go about this without coming right out and saying maybe what he ultimately feels. You know, I get that. He's a very professional person. He's not going to come out and say, hey, this is ridiculous. I don't want to be part of it. He's not doing that.
He's not doing that. That's the story.
Right. Well, okay. But that's how he's operating, and I understand that.
I understand it,
now,
too.
And we may have a totally different approach here when he goes in to talk to Kyle Dubas. You know, that's supposed to
Especially if he trades Ricard and or Rust.
That's a private conversation.
I
would have thought already they had that conversation, you know?
You'd think. That's one that's going to keep on brewing. And I also agree with Benz when he says it looks like Brisson is trying to run a good cop, bad cop, give and go with Crosby. And one of the two isn't handling the public relations puck particularly well. Nice alliteration by Benzie there.
Benzie's a good writer. Yeah. He is. And he does a very good job with the play-by-play when he
wonderful man.
Duke Kane and Robert Morris and all the things he does.
A wonderful all-around player, isn't he? But I think he's right there. I mean, obviously, Pat Brisson did not go rogue by telling LeBrun, yeah, we're open to a trade someday. Things have changed. Obviously. Now, I don't know that Sid knew the exact wording. Maybe Brisson went further than Sid wanted. But clearly, their stance has changed. And if they get off to a bad start, all bets are off. Limits! Well,
that's the one thing that can change drastically. If they really are out of it early, then that can change.
For sure. One other hockey note. Marc-Andre Fleury coming back to play an exhibition game September 27th at PPG Paints Arena. Bob, I love this. This is fantastic. And it's going to be a lot of fun that night. I don't see anything wrong with this. Do you or anybody else see anything wrong?
No, he wants to do it. I think it's fun. He's beloved here. And the Penguins are cashing in on it, too. You know, let's not forget that part of it. Tickets are going for crazy prices.
Yeah, why not?
So, yeah, you're in the business of doing that. People want to see him one more time. He'll then retire as a Penguin.
Could be the only sellout of the year at this rate.
It might be.
Is it going to be a sellout?
I would venture to say it's going to be close if it's not
going to
be
one. You think sell limits?
No, I think it definitely will be a sellout.
So do I.
They already opened up more tickets
to
sell.
Right, and the prices are, if you go on some of these outfits that third party, whatever you call them, man, the prices are up into thousands of dollars for tickets. I never thought I'd see that for a preseason hockey game, no matter who was buying it.
Did Kerry Davis return kickoffs here, Bob? I think he did.
He might have.
At least a couple.
I'm sure there are others.
He was a fullback. I'm surprised Tomlin didn't use Chris Kimoyatu to return a kickoff or two.
The dump truck was
what the hell is he doing? What are they doing?
It's one of my favorite nicknames, the dump truck. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Not a good story to go with it, though, Bob, is it?
No.
Not a good story.
Not a good story, but that's how you get the nickname.
Limits, please. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Bob. The Pirate game last night. So Paul Skeens obviously has earned a rough start. He gets roughed up a little bit. My first part of this is his ERA goes back over 2, God forbid. He's still easily the NL Cy Young winner, right?
Easily. You could have given him that last month, I thought.
I agree. Limits, you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Do we think the voters will agree with
yes.
that?
Yes. We're not. If they don't agree with that, then there's something wrong.
Well, voters surprise us from time to time.
Who would be your choice?
Nobody for me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There are 3 guys who have had good seasons, and that's fine, but they're not anywhere near with. And you take away the win total and all that stuff. Just look, watch, you'll see. The difference is clear. So yeah. He is the guy.
All right. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, I can't remember if you just cracked one for me. Did you? For me and
yes.
Bob to share?
I'll crack you another.
Thanks again.
I think you chugged that one. That's why you don't remember.
Donathan Kelly, the Pirates manager, is now 10 losses in 11 games. They're falling apart. Well, they're falling apart. What kind of idiot would say that? The whole season they fell apart. They had a couple little stretches of semi-competent play. They're 4-10 in September. And I'm wondering how you, Bob Pompiani, views this, because I'm starting to think the best possible outcome could happen here. And that is that Don Kelly has showed enough to be the manager, but that this September swoon amidst another just collapse of this offense is enough to get rid of Ben Cherington. And then maybe you let the new GM make the call, sure. But maybe you give him an order. Hey, you got to keep Don Kelly. I don't care, Bob. I just don't want Ben Cherington back. And I think what's happening now would be a great reason among 10,000 others for Bob Nutting to get rid of him. Thoughts?
I don't think it had to go all the way to September to figure this out.
Neither do I.
By just the previous 6 years and what it's looked like.
So would I, but if they stayed hot and they had a great September, he would have an excuse to keep
Well, Ben Cherington can have an excuse to him also and say, look, I've established this pitching staff, which everyone acknowledges is going to be very good. And now if you watch my team in Altoona, you'll see three guys are going to be up here, maybe all next year. Connor Griffin, Tamar Johnson, and Valdez, all I think they combined for like 8 for 12 or even more than that, not 10 for 12 or 13. It was something like that, and they won last night in the playoffs. Anyway, those three guys are on a faster track, specifically Connor Griffin. He can sell Bob Nutting on the fact that these are the guys I've put in place. It's taken time, sure. Have we disappointed? Sure. We're getting closer. 35 games this year where the Pirates have had one run or less. They're lost by one run.
It sounds like you're making a case for Cherington.
I'm making his case if I'm him. This is my case, I'm telling you. Okay. If I'm Ben Cherington to Bob Nutting, it shouldn't matter. I've told you this. I would make a change. But if he's going to believe this, and there's merit to this. I mean, they have guys here you acknowledge your pitching staff could be good next year. It was good this year, starters, and it was good actually last year before injuries took place.
Yeah.
So I could see them saying, we're close. We should. And if that's the case, Bob Nutting could be duped into saying, okay, fine.
Oh, I think Bob Nutting will wind up keeping Ben Cherington. I do.
For those reasons, right? Those will be the reasons.
Yeah, those would be
if
the reasons.
If someone asks him why, he'll say that.
Yes.
But again, I can't forget about 6 years. It's taken way too long.
They stink. The team stinks.
And they're in last place again.
And they're falling apart again at the end of September. And I think the optics at the end of a season absolutely matter. I think they mattered with Hurdle and Huntington. I think if that team had flourished by the end of the year, whether anybody admits it or not, a lot of times it's how you finish. And we do the same stuff with ball players.
But when you're
we look
last
at a guy
place
who
all
stinks.
Year.
We look at a guy who stinks. And if he hits 350, if Jack Sawinski comes back now and hits five home runs the rest of the way, guess what?
No.
He's going to be auditioning for a job, which he'll probably still be doing at age 40. So whether we like it or not, September influences big decisions.
It may, but it shouldn't. They were in last place the whole year. That haven't changed. They can't hit the whole year. That hasn't changed.
I know.
The outcomes to me don't matter right now.
Me neither. But do they matter to him?
Well, that's a whole different question. And like I said, if you're
Ben Cherington, answer it. That was the original question.
My answer is, again, I can only answer from my perspective. My perspective is I want change there.
What do you think Nutting will do?
I think he'll keep him.
What do you think he'll do, Limits?
I am like 51-49 right now that he's going to move on. Just because of the way
just
that they're
ending. Just from Cherington?
Just from Cherington. If they keep Kelly, I'm okay with it, but I'd be looking to move in a different direction as well.
I like Donnie Kelly.
You would move on from Kelly. Why?
Well, I mean, I would like to see what else is out there. You know, like what other options out there? Like who else would be interested in this organization? Like
make no mistake, there'll be people interested. There's only so many of these jobs. And if you have a chance.
Same for a GM.
Right. We were so, you know, upfront about wanting Terry Francona here. And obviously that did not happen for a couple of different reasons. But is there somebody like that that has a lot of veteran experience?
Either.
No, they fell apart.
Yeah, but they got to 500. I'd take that now, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm tired of talking about 500.
Well, that's the first
It's way
step.
Too late to talk about 500.
500? No. They're two games. Wait a second.
22 games under 500.
Wait a second.
I don't want to talk about 500. I want to talk about competing for a wild card.
Hey, 500 is competing for a wild card. The Reds right now, what's their
but
record?
They're not really competing. They're
two games out.
Look how many teams they got to deal with.
If you're right at 500 or slightly above, you are by definition competing
for
a wild card.
To me, 500 just says you're settling for average. And I think.
So you expect them to rock it from 30 games below to 20 games over? I'll take 500 right now.
I think with this pitching staff, and again, the if is never going to happen, but if they spend the right money and a lot of it on bats to improve, if they do that, I can see them being in a position. Yes, I can. Chicago Cubs went out and spent some money on a lot of bats, including Kyle Tucker, who's now injured. But they're a team that for the years, even last year, they were looked at as a failure because and Craig Counsell's first year was not good. They were talking about getting him out of there already. You got to go out and spend money on bats. And if you do that, I can see a scenario where this team could elevate itself beyond 500 and into contention for wild card. I'm not going to say division yet because I still think that until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. But don't you think that's realistic?
That they're going to go 20 games over 500?
I didn't say 20 games.
How many games are we talking?
I'm talking about wild card. How about not just edging in and trying to get over five teams? I'm talking about being a secure wild card team.
What's the
record of a secure wild card team, the first and second?
I don't know because my computer doesn't work.
Right now, the Cubs are 87-64. San Diego 82-69. The Mets right now at 78-73 is the last wild card.
There you
go. 84 wins.
Five
can
get games
you in.
Over.
Okay.
Maybe three games over gets you to five games.
But they can't get to, but I'm talking about the first two. You're talking about 22 games over 500 for the first two.
No, get me two games over 500 next year.
Okay, that's all attainable but if they do the right things. But I'm saying to you that I am not looking at this strictly as a September swoon is the reason that Ben Cherington would be relieved. It's because of what happened in the previous years all the way dating back to 2020. They haven't done anything.
That's why you and I would get rid of him. We can't predict how Bob Nutting thinks.
I think he'll be back.
I think the optics of September are our only hope right now.
The decision was made long before this swoon.
Well, then you're trusting Bob Nutting to make
a rational decision,
and I'm not.
That's not a rational decision.
It would be based on 6 years to get rid of him for six
well,
years.
Well, yeah, but I think he decided long ago he wasn't going to get rid of him. He could have done it with Shelton.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah,
he made a decision that could have been full sweeping, and he stopped short of that. So that's
I think
why
Terry Francona's done a hell of a job this year. I'll take that. They're three games out with 3 weeks left, 2 weeks left.
How many
maybe?
Teams do they have to overcome? I'm just curious.
Two, I guess. The Diamondbacks and the Mets.
Right. So you have to hope in those 3 weeks that two teams start going the other way and you get hot.
If you tell me right now that the Pirates will be 75-75 next year going into the final 2 weeks, I'll sign in blood. You limits?
Yeah, I'd take it.
Boy, you guys are
I'd want more, there's no doubt about
it. I want more than that. I mean,
I'd like 100. Yes.
I think, again, with the right... But again, the whole thing comes down to what they're willing to spend. If they're not willing to spend, then this is all just another exercise in just word salad. We're sitting here just talking about stuff that never happens.
I know.
And it has to happen. At some point, it has to happen.
Well, maybe getting a GM in here who can finish the job by making some trades. You might not even have to spend, $50 million.
You still have to spend.
You have to spend a little bit. But if you trade some of that young pitching for hitting, then you transform your team.
If you get the kind of hitting that can help you immediately. And a lot of these guys are going to be prospects. When you trade, I can't see them getting a whole bunch in return of current star players or good players for some of the young pitching. Maybe some fringe players.
How about Keller? How about Barco?
Again, I don't know what the return would be. And if the return is players who are right now playing and are significant players, sure. But I don't think that's what you'd get. I think you get other prospects.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.